Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends, we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us in about 10 minutes here, and we're going to go live for three segments with her. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is one that will tell you what you need to hear rather than maybe what it is that you want to hear. That's why we have her on the show. With that said, I want to go ahead and lay out some issues that need to be hit before we pull up Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and one of them just happens to be that if you want to watch us right now, you can go over to social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go ahead and subscribe on that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over there, friends, what you'll find is you'll find 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. This is what the page looks like if you're on social media platforms. Now, if you're listening in one of the 153 cities that we're broadcasting live into right now, you're going to get all the narration. You're not going to miss anything. But when you get home and you want to check us out online and you want to see who we are, what we look like, so on and so forth, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get the 10 to 15 articles combating the lies of the CIA-controlled mainstream media and their useful idiots. When you go to the right side of the page there, after you subscribe, you will see us on that page right on the right side. That is social media platforms right there. Again, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you will find us on the top left side of the page, top left side of the page. Again, there on beforeitsnews.com. I also wanted to let you know, because many people have continuously went over to our sites, okay, one of our sites, namely, let's just say Facebook. I reiterate the point that there's 773,000 people on that site, okay? Now what we noticed this morning, now that we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on with us, as a matter of fact, there should be about at least 10 to 15,000 people on there right now. Well, they're allowing about 115 people online right now. I also noticed this morning, friends, on that website in particular, on my Facebook public page, Bradley Dean, some articles they're not even allowing. They're giving no free rein. They're censoring everything right at the gate. So again, Americans, you need to wake up as to what's going on in your country in a big way. I also wanted to let you know, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe there. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and jump on social media platforms if you want to call in at any time. Please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, I want to make a point with this as I segue into Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, up and coming during the second, third, and fourth segments today. When I say that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, when I make reference to Andrew Jackson making that statement, you need to understand how true it is and how important it is for you to get back to your foundations. So I'm talking to some attorneys concerning some of the major cases, some high-profile attorneys today, concerning some of the cases that are taking place across the country. And one individual said to me, he goes, you know, we have a liberal judge on the Democratic side, so I fear that we may lose. And I got to just tell you, friends, when I say this continuously, that I am so sick and tired of the ignorant in this country acting like they know what they're talking about, especially when it comes to an attorney. And by the way, I'm not backhanding this individual, but it's interesting that all these documents are there for the viewing just as much as it is mine. But folks, there is not a Democratic Party constitutionally. Okay, there's not a Republican Party constitutionally. There's not a right and left paradigm in this country. So when I listen to an attorney say that we're probably going to end up losing the case because we have a Democratic left-leaning judge, I got to say this just like I did. I don't care what that judge thinks. What I care is that judge does her job in this particular case, and what I care about is that she sits during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. And what I care about our judges in this country doing is not to play the activist, not to give us their opinion, because nobody cares about their opinion. What I care about is them doing their job and playing the referee and discovering and applying what the laws of our constitutional republic have to say. Because in this country, we should already know the outcome, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Now, let me read this for you really quick before the end of this segment. When you go to Section 4, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, what does it say? It says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. We're ruled by law, not by opinion, and shall protect each of them against invasion, application of the legislature, or to the executive when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. What the American people have succumbed to is domestic violence by actually believing that judges can sit there and play the activist from the bench. And therefore, we have constitutional resolve as well, if we want to know what it says. Good judges, friends, sit during good behavior, Article 1, section, or Article 3, Section 1. And if they sit during bad behavior, just like the president of the three legislative branches of government, all the way down to civil government, this applies to the Supreme Court and inferior courts, that if they fail to uphold the law, you are to constitutionally impeach them, Article 2, Section 4. And once they're impeached, they are to be prosecuted, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, why do you say this? It's their job to faithfully execute the laws that are written, not the ones that they create arbitrarily. Americans, we have to get off this left-right paradigm because it's merely set up to divide and conquer the American people, Mark 3:25. Okay? We're ruled by law in this country. Did you know that now there's over 101 party affiliations? And did you know that every single one of them are unconstitutional? Did you also know that I warned some time back that if you don't get back to the U.S. Constitution and the laws found within, the enumerated laws found within, you're going to end up with a Muslim caucus? Well, if you don't want to listen to me right off the bat, friends, right from the get-go, you can go ahead and suffer the abuse, because guess what, friends? There's now a Muslim caucus. We need to wake up and understand that we are ruled by law in this country. We should have a pretty good idea as to how the courts are going to view particular cases, because the law condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous. Cool? Just wanted to get that off my chest. Friends, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins me right after this hard break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Really quick, I just want to go back to something concerning our guest and where the numbers should be right now. We have about 773,000 friends alone on Facebook. Facebook alone. They've so restricted our flow that right now, friends, we're finding that they're not even allowing some of our articles to get any traction whatsoever. Literally zero. Okay, this is why we're in cahoots with attorneys all over this country, friends, because this is a serious violation of the First Amendment. So we have a renowned doctor on with us right now, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and we've been allotted to have 163 people on this outlet alone. Put that up against, friends, what's going on across the country. You know, one of the things that I did this morning is I was actually looking on CNN's page, and I noticed that there was no restrictions. And then I went over to MSNBC's page, friends, and I noticed that there was no restrictions. You can see this on social media platforms right now. Here's CNN's. Here's MSNBC's. By the way, Fox News is they're not restricted neither. This is called controlled opposition, okay? Notice there's no restrictions on any of their pages, but almost every article that's posted on our site is restricted. And why? Because it exposes this plandemic for what it's always been, friends. It's exposing the plandemic, and I care more about the truth than I care about anything else. But I'm getting sick and tired of what I'm seeing out there on social media platforms. Thank God for Rumble right now. Thank God that we're reaching about 60,000 people alone every day just watching us on social media platforms, on other platforms at least that we know of. Okay? So don't be disheartened. I noticed that people go over there and they say, Bradley, you only got so-and-so, you know, numbers on your site right now. I'm not moved by that. I don't care. That's Facebook. Facebook does what Facebook does. So, anyways, without further ado, we're going to pull up Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I'm really happy to have her on. I have, Dr. Tenpenny, your biography in front of me. And for the sake of you doing what you do best and knowing how to share with our listeners in 153 cities as to who you are and what it is that you do, can you go ahead and give us a quick download as to who you are and what it is that you do, please?
Sure, and that's probably faster than reading that silly long bio.
I'd be here for a half hour just doing that, ma'am.
So I'm an osteopathic physician. In my first career, I was board certified in emergency medicine and director of a level 2 trauma center for 12 years. I moved to Cleveland in 1996 and opened our integrative practice, for which I'm proud to say that people have come from all 50 states and about 18 countries to see our practitioners and get well and get off their pharmaceutical drugs. In September of 2000, I went to the National Vaccine Information Center meeting in Washington, D.C., and came home and said, how did I miss this? I grew up in a chiropractic family. I was not vaccinated as a kid. I had all the age-appropriate measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, pertussis. Why is this? How did I miss this? What is this all about? Maybe I ought to look into it. So beginning in September of 2000, I started reading CDC documents, all documents from many peer-reviewed medical journals, which has turned into well beyond 40,000 hours worth of investigation to investigate problems associated with vaccines. And that's why I can say over almost 21 years and well past 40,000 hours of research that vaccines are not safe, they don't keep you from getting sick, they are not necessary, and they definitely cause harm.
Okay. Interestingly enough, Sherry, I had actually was asked by Alan Keyes, he's the former ambassador under Ronald Reagan back in the 1980s, to do an interview with him on his show. And right during that period of time, he'd asked me the question right when this whole pandemic came up. He said, so Bradley, what is your take on this whole coronavirus epidemic? And it didn't take me a second to discern what it is that the Holy Ghost can bring and giving me discernment to know the difference between a lie and the truth. And I didn't buy none of it. I don't trust a thing that these people say. These people have been caught up in scandal after scandal. Matter of fact, congressional approval right now, Dr. Tenpenny, is 11%. It's probably lower than that right now. And 94% of the people in this country declare that they don't believe the mainstream media, which they hold the truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. Now, with that said, I just went right down from the 1960s to the 70s to the 80s to the 90s to the 2000s to the 2010s to the 2020s, and I showed him crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis that this government is responsible for fraudulently inciting and creating and then throwing it upon the people that they themselves are supposed to serve. So I've seen it for what it's always been. I've always believed the same ones selling us the virus are the same ones selling us the vaccinations, and we can see through forced compliance that's what they continuously do because they're allowed to do it, because the sheeple are going along with it by adding strength to tyranny by putting on these masks that the manufacturers themselves say don't work. So I don't want to say a lot, but I just want to say since the beginning, the inception of this pandemic, what is it that you have seen, and bring us up to the present? And I'm just kind of curious, and then I want to throw some more questions at you concerning some of the things that I'm seeing across the country, how it's completely backfiring as well.
Well, I totally agree with you, Bradley, and that was my position from the beginning. When this started back in March of 2020, I took a longitudinal look, and I said, this is the same playbook, different virus. Yep. We've done this in SARS, MERS, bird flu, H1N1, which was swine flu, and, you know, go all the way back to swine flu in 1976. Yep. And each time that they have tried to foist one of these pandemics upon us, you know, these are smart people. So it's like any other type, and they look at it as a business. And so any type of business that you push something, and then you draw back and you say what worked and what didn't work. And so each time that they've done that along the way, they've honed in on what they plan to do in this pandemic. And they have gotten to the place, and they freely admit they've been working on this for decades, to where they can globally shut down the entire world at the same time over nothing. And if people can't understand at this point in time that this entire pandemic scenario, meaning shutting down the entire world, killing industries, decimating financial systems, that this was, all of that was put into place in order to get people to bow to the pharmaceutical industry, put their knee on the ground, and beg to be injected with a product that's going to kill them, not might going to kill them, is going to kill them, and instead of putting their fear at the foot of the cross, and asking God to forgive them for their fear and to protect them and know that their days have been numbered before they even landed on the planet. They're either going to die of COVID or run over by a bus or 100 years old asleep at night in their bed. If they are standing on God, they cannot be in fear.
They chose
to be injected with a product that is going to kill them, and many of them. And it's not today, next week, next month, within the next 3 years, their life's going to be shortened. Autoimmune diseases, all kinds of things are right around the corner. And so this whole thing was generated to get people injected. This shot was never intended to protect you from getting COVID and illness. It was never designed to keep it from spreading from person to person. It was never designed to shut down hospitalizations or lower the death rate. It was solely designed to inject you with foreign matter that's going to track you, that's eventually going to hook you up with the social credit score system, hook you up to the transhumanism movement. In fact, anybody who's taken this shot, in my opinion, has just volunteered to participate in the transhumanism movement and in the moving forward of artificial intelligence into that world.
That's right.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea. We're going to be having church up in here, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, because the Holy Ghost is dropping down in the room right now. But the fact of the matter is, I thought of Dietrich Bonhoeffer when you were talking about fear. We don't take our counsel from our fears. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer was right when he said, those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God, but those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. And look at the courage that man brought. And the Bible says clearly, we have not been given the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind. And if you go to Proverbs 28, what does it tell us? It tells us that strong confidence is given unto those that fear the Lord, a filial fear. Proverbs 16:6 comes to my aid as well. But people, and what's sad about it is those that are bowing to the state right now, a good majority of them are professed Christians that have no idea what the Word of God has to say, which means it's a lack of Christianity. This is what I want to tee up because I got a heartbreak coming up on me right now. If this vaccine is so good for our health, say they, right? Consider the source, friends. Then why is the FDA, the CDC, the military, the frontline health workers, why is it that just these handful of groups of people, why aren't they taking it? Friends, I'm going to take a quick break right now. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I'm very happy to have her. And by the way, I think we're having church right now, friends. So with that said, we're going to take a hard break. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and join us on social media platforms. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page right there. Or Genesis Communication Networks. We're being broadcast into 153 cities right now, as well as 53 different countries. We're going to come right back with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I'm going to go ahead and ask her that question that I just teed up for her again, and I'm excited to see what your response is. I really am. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to a U.S. Korean War veteran. During a ceremony at the White House, Biden awarding a Medal of Honor to retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. for conspicuous gallantry in combat.
He leads from the front. He leads by example. He leads with his heart. He's a Ranger. And that's how Rangers lead. That's how you lead.
Biden also calling him a true American hero and saying the recognition is decades overdue. Former President Trump is planning to hold rallies in battleground states this summer. Trump telling One America News he's eyeing Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina for stops to continue his campaign-style rallies. The schedule is expected to be released in the next couple of weeks. This announcement comes as the former president mulls the decision to run again in 2024. And you're listening to USA Radio News. California's clean air regulator on Thursday adopted rules to mandate that nearly all trips on Uber and Lyft's ride-hailing platforms have to be in electric vehicles over the next few years, the first such regulation by a U.S. state. Uber and Lyft say they support the regulation's goals but are calling for more government aid to their many middle and low-income drivers with costs for the transition. The question of who will finance the costly transition is complicated by the drivers' status as independent contractors. An alleged violent attack on Jewish people eating at a restaurant earlier this week is being investigated as a possible hate crime. Footage of the incident shows a group attacking people in front of a restaurant in Los Angeles' Beverly Grove neighborhood. The incident triggering condemnation from Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, a Democrat who said in a tweet, "There's no place for discrimination and anti-Semitism of any kind in Los Angeles." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Real quick, we got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with us right now. And Sherry, I got a question for you. Is there any direction that you want to point our listeners concerning your websites as to where you would have them land before I ask you this next question?
The most important thing is to just go to drtenpenny.com, and I always say it's DR, no period, tenpenny.com, because if you put the period in, we get all of these emails and saying we've been hacked and blah, blah, blah. So they type it in incorrectly, and then they get all, and we get hundreds of emails that we don't have time to answer. It's DR, no period, tenpenny.com, and there you can find our educational courses, my ebook on the 20 mechanisms of injury, how the COVID shots can make you sick and even kill you. You can sign up for our webinar. You can sign up for our email list. All of our social media links are there. Everything is under one umbrella, which is drtenpenny.com.
Okay. I got a question for you before I tee up this next question for you. How busy are you comparatively to that of before this pandemic? I'm just curious.
Never been this busy in my entire life, Bradley, ever. I mean, once this started seriously, I've done almost 650 interviews since March 2020. And to put that in context for your listeners, I usually do about 30 a year.
Okay. Yeah, yesterday I was talking about how we're going to have the renowned Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the radio with us. And I was going to say, you know what? I'm going to ask Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what does it feel like to be renowned right now? I mean, you're in a really good position. You're a hot commodity right now. You're really, you know, honestly, if you look at this from a heavenly perspective, you're really a chosen vessel of the Lord right now to educate and to wake up this nation. And I praise God for it, Sherry. I really do. So, I mean, obviously you're real busy right now, but I'll tell you what, I'd rather be in that position than not busy enough, because I believe at the end of the day, we can do this. I really do, Sherry.
Well, your question is, how does it make me feel? It makes me feel very humbled, actually.
Amen.
You know, it's just very, you know, it's all about, it's not about me. It's all about pulling as many people into the ark as we can in these last days. I mean, when all this stuff first started happening, Bradley, you know, back in March of 2020, you know, I kind of, like I said, I took the longitudinal look and I took a 30,000 foot view and said, wow, this is Satan's heyday. This is the, this is like Satan's last hurrah. And he's going to pull out every trick in the book to deceive people, to use fear, the true spirit of fear, to indoctrinate people, to hypnotize people, to turn brother against brother and parent against son and daughter, just like it talks about in the Bible, right? Yeah. And all of these, and where it says in the Bible, you know, lest the days be shortened, you know, there won't be anybody left. And what we're seeing now is just absolutely, I've said, it's as we're just trying to get everybody into the boat. In fact, I've said many times, it doesn't matter if I talk about the shot, which is not a vaccine. We have to stop calling it a vaccine. We need to call it an injection or a shot, period, because it's not a vaccine. It doesn't matter if I talk about that or hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or any of the supplements or anything else. The most important thing I can say to anybody is you need to examine your heart in front of God and get your life right with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Other than that, it's just all window dressing. And yes, we need to take care of our physical body. And yes, we need to protect ourselves. And yes, we need to try to do what we can to be the remnant that stays alive on this planet to start. It's what we need to do. But none of that is as important as what's happening between you and God right now.
Amen. Acts 20, verse 21. Here, let me go ahead and tee up this next question for you. If the vaccine is so good...
Stop calling it a vaccine, Bradley.
Okay, no, but this is what they're saying. So I'm putting it back on them, a law unto itself. If that vaccine, as they call it, is so good for our health, say they, then why is it that the FDA, the CDC, the military, the frontline health workers are not taking it?
Well, I don't know that that's true. I mean, the frontline health workers, most of them are taking it. And we know at least 60% of the military has taken it. So I'm not so sure that that's correct.
Okay.
Now, the other thing, but I would restate it this way. If this was so good for us, why do they have to coerce us and put us in a place of fear and manipulate us to take it? If all the vaccines of the childhood pediatric schedule was so good for us, why do they have to pass laws to force us to take it? I mean, if it was going to be such a good thing for us, everybody would say, yeah, baby, let me have it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't need to, like, try to look for an exemption or a way out of it.
Yeah. Well, it's also interesting to note they call it law, but the fact of the matter is we've had the Supreme Court, we've had state Supreme Courts, we've had federal judges all across the country stand up and say, listen, what these governors and mayors are doing right now is completely unconstitutional, and that's what activates me right there. I've seen the church under attack, I've seen the businesses under attack, but I also know what the law says, and I know what they're doing right now is completely unlawful on so many different fronts, and so I'm really encouraged to see people all over the globe right now. America seems to be on the slow end of waking up to what's going on, but if you look in all these countries in Europe, and I mean, I can go down the list, they're defying in such numbers, in a mass numbers, that it's beyond police control because people are awake over there. What is it that you see is the reason for the American people to be on the tail end of what's going on globally with this whole pandemic?
Well, we've had a big divide in our country ever since the election. And we've got all of these people that are glued to CNN and believe what's coming out of that black box is the absolute gospel truth. And they've been put into a place of absolute fear that they're looking to find a pharmaceutical product to put a Band-Aid across that fear. And they're not willing to listen to anything else. It's the facts are on the moon. It doesn't matter what facts you present to them or who says them or how they say them. People are like, and they go get their shot anyways because they have been deceived and the powers that be have learned how to manipulate the entire country. And if you just look back over the last election cycle, it's pretty obvious what's going on.
Okay. So then let's take it in a step forward. You've done over 600 interviews just this year alone concerning this pandemic. From
400.
How many? 400.
460.
Oh, 460. I'm sorry. I thought you said 630. I don't know where I'm getting that number from, but that's okay. It's still a lot of interviews. Okay, so with all of the interviews that you've gone through and probably many of the same questions, what have you whittled it down to really matter as to the information? Like when you're you get done doing your interview, you say, I wish I would have said this instead of that. What is the pure message that you would give to the people over the next 18 minutes that I have with you?
If you're on the fence and you're not sure, please don't do it. This is not an FDA-approved product. It's issued under emergency use only. It is a bioweapon that is designed to destroy your God-given genetics. And at this point in time, when we're talking about it, there's no reversing it. There's not people that come up and go, ooh, I wish I had known that. Now that I got the shot, what do I do to detox? Sorry. You used your free will to make a bad choice. And as you made that bad choice, you're going to have to experience the consequences and have the accountability for that choice, because it wasn't as if the information wasn't out there. But if you refuse to look at it, and we all know people that have said, I begged, pleaded, prayed, coerced, got angry with all of my family members and said, please look at this information, and they went and got the shot anyways, then we have to pray for them, pray for them, and let them go.
Amen.
And as hard as that sounds, in terms of tough love, there's not much more you can, at this point in time, there's not much more you can do about that.
So there's no reversal is what you're saying.
There is no reversing it, because what happens is that the DNA, the double-stranded DNA that's part of the J&J shot, the messenger RNA that in the Pfizer and the Moderna shot that makes the spike protein and the antibody to the spike protein, that both of those by different mechanisms, I don't have time to go into, but you can learn all about them if you go to our website and look at our webinar. They irreversibly change your genetics. They just do by different mechanisms. And once your genetics are changed, I don't know of any technology that we have currently today that can irreversibly repair and selectively go into your DNA and go, oh, that little double-stranded DNA there, that came from the CRISPR technology. We just can develop a magnet to take that one out. I don't know of anything even close to that, Bradley.
Okay. Yeah, it's insanity is what it is. Let's talk about a little hope on the front rather than, my listeners especially know much of what's going on coming from doctors such as yourself and a whole plethora of others in the process of doing that, hoping to shake them awake. What about all these doctors that are actually coming out? What do we have, 1,000 attorneys now and over 10,000 health workers globally that are coming out after the WHO and other representatives for crimes against humanity? What say you concerning what you're seeing on that front?
Well, I think that's really a positive step. It's a minuscule number. It sounds like a big number, but it's a minuscule number of doctors and lawyers in the big picture. But there was one really good thing that happened yesterday. The frontline doctors' attorneys and our attorney, Tom Rentz, out of the state of Ohio where I am, filed a temporary restraining order against the EUA for using the EUA in children. Was filed in federal court in Alabama, and it actually attacks every single element of this COVID nonsense. And we're really hoping that this is the first step to really ending it once and for all.
Okay, and with that, now we're not going to just stop by shielding us from the bad guys. I mean, again, if we consider the source, we look at Bill Gates, we look at the WHO, we look at the CDC, we look at Anthony Fauci. And again, considering the source as to those that are setting the narrative, it blows me away that people are actually going along with this due to the fact that Bill Gates is the one that said he wanted to lower the world population, and he said we could do that if we do a really good job on vaccinations. Now, are we talking about prosecution after the fact? If we can get the first step in the sense of stopping this, are we then talking about going after these individuals for criminal prosecution concerning their crimes against humanity?
Well, for sure, that's part of our lawsuit against Fauci.
Amen.
And we do know that we also know that other people are going after Fauci hard and heavy, like Rand Paul and Jim Jordan, and things like that. And so I agree with you. Prosecution and putting these people in prison is too good for them.
That's right. Let's talk about that right when we come back. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We will be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to get back to something, Dr. Tenpenny, and then we'll get to the prosecution part because, listen, justice guards our liberties, and obviously we see that these individuals are not going to prosecute themselves. So, therefore, the 330 million people in this country need to be the strength of the law, as Thomas Edison rightly said, and do what politicians refuse to do, and that's hold themselves accountable. Because, as for me, I'm quite frankly sick and tired of corruption in government, but first it starts in the church, and we all understand that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes, said the second president of the United States of America. This is what I want to go back to, Sherry. I'm talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, respectively, friends. So I want to go back in because you've got me thinking about something that I didn't really question before, because I know that some time ago, Forbes had actually did a report. Okay, they told on themselves. This was January 16th, of course, of 2021, where they'd actually said 60% of nursing home staff declined the shot. I did a piece just a couple weeks ago where the military, the guys and the girls in the military, our brothers and sisters, dads, moms, so on and so forth, that is our family members, by the way, they were asked, would you take the shot? A good portion of them said absolutely not. And then just yesterday, I weighed in on the FDA. Fauci was asked the question, how many are willing to get the shot in the FDA? And he said about 60% have taken the shot. So 40% have declined the shot. So I'm trying to figure out, where am I missing my information that tells us that a majority of the people have been vaccinated and the minority haven't?
I don't know the answer to that, Bradley.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think that they have numbers on that, because they want to lead us to believe that everyone that has got
right.
that, and those of us who haven't are just a teeny tiny little minority.
I don't believe
that that's true. And I do, but I, because I believe that there's a silent majority out there, sort of like, you know, just. There's a silent majority out there that they don't want to have napalm called in on their head by saying anything adverse about these shots. I mean, you're lucky, I heard at the top of your show, that you still have your Facebook page in the size that it is. Most of us have been taken down, you know, for even daring to question this. After all, this is the 1984 Ministry of Truth, right?
And
how the Ministry of Truth works is that if the powers that be say that 2 + 2 = 5 and you dare to challenge that, well, then you're as good as dead.
Yeah.
And so and they don't want the truth out. They don't want people to know that these shots can harm and kill you. They don't want people to know that this is going to irreversibly change your genetics. They don't want you to know that the death rate from this virus is less than 1%. They don't want you to know anything about that, because COVID was created to get people injected. And, you know, if this really is end times, and, you know, we don't know. I mean, even Jesus himself said only the Father in heaven knows. But
that's
Jesus
right.
also said you will know by the time, right?
That's right.
You will know by the signs. And the signs that we are seeing, you know, Revelation talks about the mark of the beast. And I've asked several large pastor friends of mine, do they think that this injection represents the mark of the beast, where you won't be able to buy, sell, trade? Oh, yeah. Go shopping.
Yeah.
Get on an airplane. Access your health care. Renew your driver's license. I mean, do you think this is the mark of the beast? And what he said to me, several have said to me, is, I don't know if this shot is exactly the mark of the beast, but you know what, Bradley? There are 63 more COVID, I'm sorry, 163 more COVID shots in the developmental pipeline. The U.S. government just signed a contract to manufacture 360 shots so that people could get one per month.
Yep.
So if this isn't the mark of the beast, as we may interpret it from the book of Revelation, then one of the ones that are coming down the pipeline most likely is.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the beginning of time, they've been talking about the end of times. I'm not saying this disrespectfully. I'm not going down that road. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that the Chinese have a word, and they have two definitions. One's crisis, one's opportunity. My Bible tells me, Jesus said to the church, that's me, his little brother, okay, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. Now, the Bible also tells us at the end of the book of John that had all the miracles of Jesus been written, all the books in the world couldn't contain them. So the Lord looks at us and he says, you can do greater things than I did? How dare you question me? How dare you doubt me? A God who does not lie. Right now is a prime opportunity for us to stand up and take this opportunity to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ right now, because the history of the church is their backs are up against the wall, and then here comes the Lord. Our backs are up against the wall, and then here comes the Lord. But what I believe the Lord is looking for, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, are those that actually believe him and act upon his word. We shouldn't be talking about the end times right now. We should talk about the beginning of times, because you can rest assured over 244 years ago, less than 3% of the population with 13 colonies and 56 signers, they were all told, this is the end times. No. 244 years later, we have now the opportunity to prove God the way that they did, to hand the baton off to our posterity. How dare us offer our children enslavement? How dare us offer our children doom and gloom? I mean, we're either going to get this right, or we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools in the world. You have 330 million people in this country standing down in the face of the globalist and the cabal. I am so humored by that, as if to suggest they rule the roost. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the only ones that rule the roost are those that you submit yourself to. It's time for Americans to act like Christian Americans, especially 86% of the people. And I, quite frankly, am sick and tired of all the professors talking about the Lord, but when you see the end of the day, they don't know the Lord. Those that know the Lord, they're in trouble. They're on the front lines. They're getting the job done. And I've only known that God. And I praise God that I've known that God. And I praise God that I've been given the opportunity in such a time as this to prove the God of Israel. And there's very far and few between that actually believe him that way. And I'm honored to be his son in so many different ways. And obviously, you're doing the same thing, Dr. Tenpenny. I want to say one more thing to you. And we got about 3 minutes left. And I'm going to give you the last 3 minutes. Saul Alinsky has a tactic, and this sets people free. Cause the enemy, the American people, the 330 million people, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. The tactic that they love to use, just like you said earlier, they want you to believe that everybody's been vaccinated already so they can single out, polarize, and ostracize those that haven't. And there's nothing new under the sun. It's the same thing dictators of the past have done, and it's exactly what they're trying to do today. We need to come together is what we need to do, because I believe, again, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, that we can do this. And I want you to give the last word, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I do believe that that's true. If you know, it's 2 Chronicles 7:14, right? If my people, called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their evil ways and seek my face, then I will hear them from heaven, forgive them their sins, which means they had to ask for forgiveness, and then I will heal their land.
Yep.
So we've got some work to do on the front end of that before we get to God save our country and, you know, God take care of us. We've got some personal work to do to get realigned with God, to have him step forward and to be on the playing field with us to regain our constitutional republic and our individual freedom and our right to say no to being injected with a biotechnology.
Amen. What an opportunity we have. You have 2 minutes, and I want you to go ahead and talk to 153 cities, and you go ahead and tell them exactly what needs to be done on their part, coming directly from someone that knows exactly what she's talking about. So it's all yours, Dr. Tenpenny.
Well, thank you, Bradley. I just think that the most important, you know, knowledge is power, and prayer is even more powerful than knowledge. And so the first and foremost thing that everybody needs to do is get really right with their God.
Amen.
Get right with Jesus Christ in your life. Prayer needs to be at the utmost and the first thing you do. Second thing is clean up your life. You know, get the junk out. The second thing is take the right set of supplements. It leads to share things open. Get your pastors, whoever they are, to reopen your churches and not turn them into vaccination clinics.
Amen.
I would say put on your calendar to join us at Bard's Fest, B-A-R-D-S, Bard's Fest, in St. George, Missouri, right outside of St. Louis, August 26th to the 30th, and we are putting this together to be the largest Christian revival ever in the history of this country. And we want to stand up, and we want to have fun, and we want to, it's going to be prayer, praise, and fun. And we're going to bring together hundreds of thousands of patriots, hundreds of thousands of Christians to get together and pray and praise God and get him back on our playing field. I think there isn't anything better that you can do. And you can, if you want the educational piece, go to drtenpenny.com. I've done all the heavy lifting for you, drtenpenny.com. There's lots of things that are available there for free. There's things that you can do to purchase to support our work and the things that we do. And come and follow us and just pray. Pray for our success, because it's the only way that we can win. It's Ephesians chapter 6, right? We are fighting powers and principalities of this evil time in this darkness. But all the armor that we put on from Ephesians chapter 6 was on the front of us, because Isaiah 58:8 says God's got our back. So
Amen.
If you're standing in the middle of that, then there's nothing we can do but win.
Isn't it interesting, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, that the armor's for the front, not the back, right? So we need
exactly.
to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Thank you so much. Keep us in the loop, and hopefully we'll have you on soon enough. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Love you guys.
First John 3:18.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. I've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.